The Youth's Instructor, October 7, 1897, The Light of the World, Part 1. We are living in an age when the law of God is made void. The faith once delivered to the saints is lost sight of, and error is substituted for the Word of God. The great sacrifice made by the world's Redeemer and the claims of God upon humanity are not appreciated. Christ is the light of the world, the Son of Righteousness. The world was made by Him, but when He came unto His own, they knew Him not. The darkness of their sinful hearts could not comprehend the blessedness of the light from above. But to His true followers, Christ says, "Ye are the light of the world." Through them, light from Him has shone to humanity. In all ages, the Lord has had a people who, while holding communion with God, have, by word and character, called the attention of their fellow men to the grand themes that are of eternal interest to humanity. Saints and martyrs of former ages, and the disciples who were privileged to hear the lessons from the lips of Jesus, were holy and self-denying. They were beloved and honored of God, above many who, in our day, profess to be disciples of Christ and teachers of the people, not because God is a respecter of persons, not because a clear, brighter light shone upon them, but because they steadfastly believed the truth and practiced it in the daily life. These men faithfully improved their talents, and God registered them among His profitable servants. They were acknowledged and honored by God because they were faithful to the light which shone upon them. To those around them, they reflected that light received from the light of the world. By their close connection with heaven and their pure and holy conversation, they became channels of light and blessing to the world. They walked humbly with their God, rejoicing not in the favor and praise of men, but in the light of truth. They did not seek ways nor fashion excuses whereby they might evade obedience to the commandments of Jehovah. The chosen of God believed His word, rested on His promises, and their steadfast confidence and strong faith made them willing and able to suffer the loss of all things for His dear sake. For this time, light is shining from the throne of God upon His people, and He sends His messengers to give that light to the world. All the light given in different ages to the children of men, in promises, in prophecies, in threatenings, in testimony, and in example, all has been handed down to this generation by Him in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. But from this source, new light is constantly received by the Christian, showing yet more clearly the way to heaven. To those who will not see the light, who refuse to walk in the path it reveals, the light becomes darkness. But on the path of him who is willing to see, anxious to hear, and earnest in his search for the truth as it is in Jesus, it shines with increasing brightness. The Lord accepts those who are not only willing to hear, but who are ready also to obey. He has said, "To obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." It is impossible for Christians of our day to occupy the position of our fathers, to do as they have done, and stop there. We cannot be accepted and honored by God in rendering no better service, in reflecting no greater light than they. In order for us to be blessed as were our fathers, we must improve our increased light as they improved theirs. We are required by God to act as our fathers would have done had they lived in our day and been blessed with the privileges and opportunities granted to us.